Oh, yes!
Oh, good shot.
I thought it faced.
Well, they say happiness is contagious. So come with me because there are some people I'd like you to meet. They live with disabilities, but they don't let that get in the way of having a good time. Each week, the Fishability Group meets up at a jetty on WA's south coast, and I've been lured to their latest catch-up. I'm going to start off by admitting I've never caught a fish.
What's that called?
That's a brim.
Oh, the brim.
There's no fish on the menu today, so this little fella gets to keep on swimming.
Well done, perfect timing.
Got a fish on camera.
I organised that for you. I spoke to the fish.
Now you can put him back.
Give you a Pauline Jackson.
Yeah.
Evelyn says she looks forward to fishing and is even happy to share some tips.
I need a rod first and a bait, put it on a line, and I cast out myself because I know how to cast out. Thanks to Hannah showing me how to cast out. All that.
Who taught you how to do it?
My brother Clayton. He taught me fishing right back till right up to now. I'm 41 and coming up 42 in May. And my brother teaches me how to fish, and my brother goes deep sea fishing with his mates. And other fish is salmon. I like to get biggest salmon in forever.
Perfect. And just lastly, what would you say to anyone who wants to try fishing?
If they want to try fishing, they got rods down here at the jetty they can use, and top tips are wait patiently for the fish to bite and bring it in slowly.
Hey, this is Liam Walker. Sorry. Wait a minute.
And how old are you, Liam?
I am 20 and I'll be 21 in October.
Oh, happy birthday for October.
Yeah. The most fish I caught was 4.
Wow, when did you catch that?
Back in 4 Fridays ago.
Oh, wow.
From memory.
Okay, and what's your favourite thing about coming here?
Meeting everyone and meeting new people and saying hello to everyone, making friends with everyone.
And how does it make you feel coming here?
Pretty happy.
Here's one of the volunteers, Timothy, explaining why the Fishability program makes a difference.
Well, it's important to me because I'm actually a person with disability. I've got a heart condition as well. And I went to a special school as well, and I never had anything like this when I was younger. And knowing that we got this like this today, and leading them, and just to talk with them as well, and help them to lead on with their lives, you know, tell them about my problem, what I'm going through, and just to share that with them, that they can do anything they want, have a positive attitude, and you can. It's fun, it's awesome, it's good socializing. It'll make you feel good why you do it.
In terms of fishing, like, what's the biggest one you've ever caught?
Me? No comment. I don't usually fish anyone when I get time to fish. I just sit and watch and all that, but I think probably maybe 20 centimetres. I don't know. I can't remember the last time I fished.
That's all right. You're still better than me.
Yeah. But actually, we do have a competition here doing who catches the biggest fish. And at the end of the year, we have a Christmas barbecue sausage sizzle. So we get all the participants that attend, and they come down and go across the park, just down that way, where the park is, and we have a free sausage sizzle. And we give out awards for the biggest, from the biggest fish.
We've tracked down one of the previous winners.
2 years ago.
And what happened then?
I caught a 44 centimetres long brim.
And you won the trophy?
Yeah.
All right, and because you're the best fisher currently here, tell us what your tip is. Like, how do you get a big fish?
Good luck. I'm good at it.
Number 11, 12.
You've caught 12 today.
And I caught these both at the same time.
While this program is catch and release, fishing brings back positive memories for some of the participants.
Well, yeah. Ever since I used to, when I was at a bushranger camp 4 years ago, I did some fishing for dinner. It was at a Bremer Bay bushranger camp, and it was at near the jetty. And I've caught as many fish as I got, and we've caught many fish for what we have for dinner, night dinner for that during that camp. And we've cooked them on our camp, and we've cooked them on a campfire, and we've cooked them on a campfire because there's no barbecue there, so there's no barbecue at a camp that we stay.
Meeting the enthusiastic fishability participants was heartwarming and wholesome. I told you happiness was contagious.
Have a good time here. And Catch as many fish as you can. It doesn't really matter if you catch a fish or the main part of it is just to come down and enjoy the nice weather.